please lie on your back. And so one of the primary lengths is the spine, and the spine and through to the top of the head. So from the tailbone up along the sacrum to the lowest of the vertebrae, they connect to the sacrum, the lumbars upward, to the small ribs in the lower thoracics, and then within the chest, between the pairs of ribs, in places where the back of the spine does not touch the floor, and then perhaps as you go upward, there's a point, most likely there's a point in which that central primary representation does touch the ground, then upward again, the base of the neck, through the neck, and up through the top of the head. And then from the large vertebra at the base of the neck, widthwise, wide through each shoulder, elbow, through the lower arm, wrist, hands, and locating your hip joints but not just from each hip joint down, but in order to connect these two lines of the legs with the spine, that there's a sort of diagonal line through the ilium, so hip joint, ilium, sacrum, and into spine, making a bit of an angle, and through the length of each leg. And note whether in the leg one or the other of the lines is clearer or longer, more present, and one of the lines of the arms is clearer, present, wider. And then just put your arms wider at shoulder height, if you've lost any of the five, the primary and the spine, the legs, just reestablish them. And when the arms are out to the sides, and actually more as physical lines, not just lines of thought and image, what is that like from the large vertebra somewhere in the spine, through the left and the spine to the right? And comparing the left and the right. And then please roll to your belly and lie like this on your belly so that your head isn't turned, but Your forehead is on the ground. If you need something to support that, do it. And arms out to the sides and the shoulders as is possible. And in this orientation, visit the spine as a direction. So it's a direction. It's not to find whether it's a little bit turned here or there, but just as a general indication from the coccyx through the sacrum upward until you finish at the head. And represent that spine to yourself as if it was a direction and a direction of water, as there was a hose, like a rubber tube. So there's a movement, an inner movement from below, and that water has, or the movement has, enough pressure that it actually lengthens you upward. And it's really purely image, so it's not that you strive to lengthen yourself, but you clarify and make the image more and more in a way that there's a flow that lengthens upward, that unkinks things that are a little bent or twisted. Just the fundamental direction of upward. And in that fundamental direction, the head, of course, would move away from the legs, and the entire back becomes long, a line of length. And where you position this is up to you, internally, on the back, in the front. And along this direction of length, there are two lines coming from the vertebra of the neck, and somehow going to through each of the shoulders in the direction of the arm. So from the middle, from the spine, as if a flow from the middle goes into the tubes of the long bones of the arm. And it's the directionality inside, as if something actually pushes internally. And it slowly the arms become lines of direction. From the middle, lines of direction to either side. So upward through the spine. And wide, width ward through the arms. And along the bottom of the spine, somewhere where there's coccyx, sacrum, and somewhere along the back of the pelvis, where some people have dimples, kind of around the sacroiliac joint. I have an image for yourself of how from the sacrum and its connection to the spine, it sort of is this, well, the sacrum does, it is part of the spine, isn't it? It's part of the spine and it is part of the pelvis. Cannot imagine a spine without a sacrum, and certainly not a pelvis without a sacrum. So from this part of the spine that is also part of the pelvis, have lines of flow that go through the hip joints. So it's not a straight line, right? It goes from the sacrum spine a little bit out to the side to the hip joint, and then downward through the leg. Maybe start off with one leg. Make it possible to lie on the belly with whatever you need. Maybe something underneath the front of the ankles for some people. And the other leg from the sacrum, which is spine and pelvis, a little angled into the hip joints. Not a big angle, the hip joint's quite narrow. And then downward through the leg. And just lines of direction. And those lines of direction, you'll kind of, you know, don't let the discomforts or tightnesses or anything engage you. It's as if instead of paying attention to the sensations of shortness or tightness or peculiarity, just re-engage with the lines. Very long. And these two lines of the legs also have water in them, so that there's a direction through hose. When that is established, then re-establish the other lines if they've begun to fade, the other directions, the other hoses. So, and pay attention if it's possible to think all along the five directions, the five flows. You can sense the imagined flow in them. It's kind of an interesting thing to sense what you've imagined. Make it so real for yourself. And there may be parts that, in particular, need more attention. And you might first travel from these lines to those lines, but as you just keep going over them, perhaps at some point, it'll be possible for moments to have all five present. So the flow is in the mind's eye, and the flow is in the imagined sensations. And then please slowly roll to your back again with the arms extended to the sides. And establishing the length, the primary length of the spine, the direction, the hose, the water flowing through from the somewhere along that spine in the upward parts, through the large vertebrae at the base of the neck, widely through each arm, and from the sacrum, it angled through to the hip joints, down through each leg, Is it different in image or in sensation than when you're relying on the belly? Which parts might be different in sensation? Not just different in image, but different in sensation. And keep returning and seeing until it's possible to actually see from the sacrum in the direction of the head. And in which very particular place in the base of the neck the flow to the arms emerges. Which parts can be continuous, which are difficult to think about. And from the sacrum, from the dimples, through the hip joints, through each leg, directions, flow of water, flow of hoses. If the strokes were drawn with a pencil, before they are finished and you just have the picture left, they're a direction, right? A line is a direction. Maybe you feel temperatures even. Is there are there changes in how do you sense the imagined, the somewhat abstract but related to yourself? If parts disappear along those directions, along the strokes, the lines, the hoses, is it always the same parts or? Or different ones. And with your primary idea being these lines, do you note somewhere that the sensations of your yourself around the lines is there something happening across the chest or through the belly or through the front of the hip joints? Okay, so the lines are primary, but the usual sensations of self don't really disappear, so note if the image is already reorganizing other sensations. And then return to your stomach slowly. And extend your arms to the sides, but this time turn your head so that your left ear is on the floor, left side of your face is on the floor. And the palms are out. Palms are to the floor. As possible, lying on the left ear. can sense the length of the spine. The central line, the central hose. Something, the water doesn't shut off, the direction continues. And then from the base of the neck to the left arm to the right, and just notice how it is with the head turned with the two directions from the neck to the left and to the right. And the neck is part of this line that's always getting longer upwards. So if there's any discomfort that catches your attention, just re-establish the direction, re-establish the flow. And of course, from the sacrum, the dimples of the sacrum, to each hip joint and length downward. And lightly just change your head so that you're looking to the left and the right side of the face is on the floor, and just review the whole five directions, the water hoses, the flow. Perhaps it's affected, just the change of head, the direction of the head has affected the sense from the base of the neck through each arm, of each flow. Or even the length of the spine. I mean, in one direction it is usually easier to turn the head than the other. So is there a sense that the spine is shorter when the head is turned one way or the other? That the flow is, you can feel free to change your head a number of times just to check that. Is the image clearer when the head is turned one way or the other, or easier to establish either in the spine, perhaps even in each of the legs, or through each arm? And stay with your head turned in the direction in which it seems that the water flows, or the direction flows more clearly from the base of the coccyx through the spine upward. And you have the arm to on the side where your face is turned. Imagine the flow of water so vividly that at some point your arm can creep, it'll creep along, it'll be taken by that inner flow and lengthened, physically lengthened, just the tiniest bit. And you listen that how, so you let it lengthen, and then you let it come away from the lengthening. This, just the primary line, one of the five primary lines, and sense in the direction of that line. And note what happens to the other lines. So the flow from the spine just goes even a little bit more strongly into that arm. So if you're looking to the right, that'll be the right arm. And you listen to the other lines, and you let them be affected if they are. So it's not not just the one line, but it's the one line not being able to just stay put. So it just lengthens along the floor. And you soften the rest of yourself and find how the other lines. Might lengthen as well. And then leave that, change your head so that the other ear, the other side of the face is on the floor. And clarify for yourself all the five lines, and then increase the sensation of the flow through the arm in the direction that you're looking until it's so compelling that the flow lengthens your arm and all the other four lines can oblige, they can cooperate, that this one line, the direction of the arm, the flow becomes clearer, the line and the arm itself gets a bit longer. That whole self in these five lines in this simple primary image just agrees with the lengthening of the arm. Good. And that lengthening, the image, remember the flow comes, it's not from the shoulder blade, it's really from this spinal flow. Good. And leave that and have your head in whichever direction you'd like. So you can change it again or keep it as it is. Arms are still to the sides. And you have the leg now that is on the side to which your face is turned. So roll yourself a bit to the side so that you can drag, right, that whole line a little bit, and bend the knee a bit, and bend the foot a little bit. And in this position, reestablish all five lines. And in this position now, with the leg that is bent, really establish the flow, establish the sense of a hose from the spine, from that part of the spine that's the sacrum, through the hip joint, and through the leg. And the leg is bent, really, you'll see it just needs to be bent a little bit so that you have some place from which that flow can lengthen you. So that you heel, it'll be the heel, so that you, the flow inside gets so compelling that from the sacrum, from the hip joint, lengthens the leg downward. Lengthens the leg downward. And the ankle is flexed so that the flow really goes through the heel. And you lengthen the leg downward, literally, physically, until it's long again. See, and then when you bend it, when you shorten it, you don't need to make it, don't bend it a lot. Just the tiniest little bit. Just enough that you have a sense that the lines are bent, and from there they can get longer. But continue to think of the flow of the spine still going upward. So the flow of water through the hose goes upward through the spine and then downward through the leg. So once you've lengthened the leg, it would be more or less where it was at the very beginning, lying down, not lying out to the side, but lying down. So just keep bending and lengthening until you find what is the least amount. There's a bit of rolling, there's a bit of tiniest little bit of bending that just gives you. And at all times, the image of the flow from the sacrum is upward, whether the leg is shortening a little bit or whether the leg is lengthening. So flow upward, no matter what you do with the hose through the leg. And the other lines are present, the flow through the leg, which is not bending. Flow through the arms. Good. Leave that leg be and slowly turn your head in the other direction. Place the other ear on the floor. Arms are out to the sides. And establish the flows. Re-establish them. Recreate them. Right? It's a real, it's not just sensing what is, it's generating a schema of lengths and widths with the flow. And at any time then, you can begin to shorten that leg towards which you're facing now, and it's very minimal, right? The line doesn't need to bend a lot, just minimal, so that from there, from the shortened position, the flow from the sacrum can go through the hip joint, through the thigh, through the knee, through the lower leg, through into the heel. So the foot actually flexes somewhat, goes through into the heel. And all the time creating a flow that goes upward all along the hose through, that represents the middle line. It has to do something with the spine, but has to do more just with your middle, through to the top of the head. So it's just so compelling. It's so compelling that the flow straightens the leg. Good. And leave that, please. Lie on your back. And when you lie on your back, bring your arms out to the sides with the backs of the hands resting on the floor. And as you lie like this, just create again, recreate the image in the direction upward to the head. From the neck, the shoulders. So the line of flow upward and the lines of flow wide. What is the distance of each ear from the lines of flow sideways? And so I have the backs of the hands be on the floor, palms upward. From the dimples in the sacrum through the hip joint. So palms, if possible, to the down the back of the hand. And how can the flow here make a movement so that the right arm will lengthen? And pay attention to the entire image, all five lines. How even in the image, somehow as the line of the right arm lengthens, the flow from inside is so strong, how the line of the middle is spoken with, the other arm, the two legs, and how those other four lines, the other four lines, allow themselves to be in service of the right arm lengthening, so that above all, that right arm just becomes clearer in its direction. And the actual movement may be so tiny that it's barely visible. And of course, leave that and do the same with the left arm. And note how somehow everything goes a bit to the left. The center line, whole length goes a bit to the left with the lengthening of the left arm. Let this be. And then as your legs are lying, you shorten the one leg a little bit. Again, everything. You flex the foot. You bend the knee the tiniest bit to the outside. And then so that the push of the flow from the inside, from the sacrum, from the hip joint, can push and lengthen one leg. But at the same time, you continue with the flow of the upwardness through the spine. Let the other lines allow themselves to, they shift so that this one leg can shorten a bit and then lengthen. So just the direction. Then leave that be, and the same thing with the other leg. From the sacrum, so that the lengthening is like a flow, really like a real flow internally. Right. So the other leg just bends a little bit. So it's not pulling a straight leg upward. It's really flexing at the ankle, flexing the tiniest bit at the knee, so that there's a shortening from which you can lengthen. Good. Bring your arms down for a moment and just rest. And slowly return to your stomach. Put your forehead on the floor. Arms out to the sides. Re-establish the lengths. And think on the two arms. The length of the two arms, the length of the spine, the length of the two legs, and think on the two arms, that these general directions of length from the vertebra of the neck, they just lift a bit from the floor and bend a bit backward. That's a lift from the floor, but from the vertebra, from the base of the vertebra in the neck. So these directions, these two lines. So don't do it. Just think it. Just think it. Just think it. They lengthen and they lift. think it a few times. That's good. Now, let that be, and think of both legs from the sacrum, from the dimples, and think of those two long directions as directions lifting from the floor, so that, but at the same time, think of the whole spine lengthening, so that the sacrum, which is in the pelvis and therefore the legs, but also part of the spine, so if the sacrum tilts, the bottom of it tilts upward, which gives, you can even imagine that somebody's doing this for you. They're either pushing up through the sitting bones or they're tilting your sacrum so that the bottom goes upward, backward to the ceiling, and the top of the sacrum very low, lower than the very lowest lumbar vertebra, goes forward. So that even as your legs lift, you imagine that you get taller through to the spine. It says you operate the upwardness of the sacrum from the spine. And then imagine that all of these four lines lift. The arms widen and lift, and it's really in the thinking. You just think it. And the two legs lift so that the heels are higher than the hip joints. Just think it. Don't do. Just think. And even as you lift, the whole spine gets longer upward and crawls and becomes long. Good. And leave that. Roll to your back. Put the hands out to the sides with the backs of the hands on the floor. It's a challenge. It is a challenge, yeah. Maybe somebody... Okay, lastly, arms out to the sides. And again, reestablish the five flows. You can imagine that somebody's pushing up through the sacrum. And imagine that as the spine lengthens upward and the two arms lengthen sideways, they lift from the floor. But nothing shortens in the front. Right? Somehow, the two arms, you imagine that as they lengthen, they lift from the floor, but they continue to lengthen. And the chest doesn't have to tighten, the belly doesn't tighten, the line of the spine stays long, the push up through the sitting bones continues. And as the push up through the sitting bone continues, you imagine also that each leg, while it's getting longer, can lift. Without pulling on the spine, the whole lengthening of the hose continues upward, upward, upward through the spine. And then all five lines get longer, and the arms in the image lift, the arms of the legs lift, and the spine is getting longer. Good. And come to standing eventually and see what this has done.